The BRICS nations, the United Nations and Agenda 2030, and the Great Reset. You know, when you read Revelation 13, 16 through 17, it at the very least gives us a history lesson of how Antichrist loved to function. You know, Revelation 13, 16 through 17, it says, and check this out for a moment, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. So this means that regardless of your culture, how big your bank account is, how little your bank account is, this at least gives you a blueprint of how Satan operates in his controlling ways, right? And a day is coming where regardless of your social class, the enemy is going to want to control everything. And it says to receive a mark in their right hands or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, there are some that will tell you that this was talking about Nero, that this already happened. Regardless of what your viewpoint is, what you saw in the Tower of Babel, how Nimrod was able to unite people as one in rebellion against the one that brought the flood. Or when you see the Pharaoh with the Israelites and he was holding them in bondage and God had to intervene and free his people. Regardless of how you see it in world history, modern history with Hitler or any other type of communist country that tries to control everything, the patterns of Satan never change. He's a control freak. He's not omnipresent. And because he is not omnipresent via AI technologies, and our financial system, Satan is trying all he can to create a system, whether it applies to Revelation 13, 16 through 17 or not, it is a financial system that can lock you out, that can let you in, that can track you, that can, just by your visuals and biometrics alone, have all of your data.
So you can forget the clunkiness of taking your wallet out or your devices out or cards out. So biometrics actually help secure that entire problem area, which has been the reason for many breaches and hacks. And with biometrics, the experience is also very cool and very simple.
Such a system is already deployed in many nations, and the structures are being set upon in place to launch it at a time that will come sooner than most could imagine. You know, nations around the world, they're tired of the tactics of the US dollar. BRICS nations have come together, and here are some statements. These are statements on the dominance of the US dollar.
This week, Russian President Vladimir Putin scored a big win despite Western efforts to isolate him. He just wrapped up a BRICS summit. Russia hosted leaders from 36 countries in the city of Kazan, and Putin took this opportunity to make an appeal. He asked BRICS nations to ditch the Western banking order.
The dollar was used as a weapon. It is true, and we see that. I think it is a great mistake by those who do it.
Putin says the West weaponizes the dollar, and he has a point. But what's the solution? Well, he says the BRICS should have their own payment system, an alternative to the Western system, which is called SWIFT. And what is SWIFT? Imagine you're a banker, a customer comes to you, they want to send money abroad, and they give you all the details like how much money needs to be transferred, the bank details of the recipients, and so on. So you have those details. Now it is your job to make sure that the money ends up in the right place. How do you do that? You see, for international transfers, banks have a special messaging system. Think of it as a secure WhatsApp for banks, or their version of it. This system is called SWIFT. So as a bank, when you transfer money for your customer, you open the SWIFT system. There you send a message to the recipient's bank. This message tells them how much money is being sent and where it needs to go. Now, while SWIFT does not move the money itself, it makes sure that the money ends up in the right place. SWIFT stands for Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, SWIFT. SWIFT is what enables international banking. So the system plays a vital role. Without it, you cannot participate in international banking. Without it, you cannot participate in international banking. More than 11,000 banks and financial institutions use the SWIFT system.
While in the West, we're concerned about politics, who will be the next president, Puff Daddy, Hurricane Milton, Hurricane Helene, natural disasters left and right. In the East side, they're focusing on how to destroy the US dollar and America as a whole. And this should concern many of you. Because this past month as well, at the beginning of October, while a natural disaster was hitting the United States of America, the United States nations, they adopted a groundbreaking pact for the future to transform global governance. I don't know if you can read between the lines here, folks, but when you read that entire PDF and contract that all nations abide by, in the name of peace, because they're coming at you as an angel of light, Satan comes as an angel of light, in the name of peace, they're bringing forth a new world order. We have a video coming on this channel in the next few days on what that means and how World War I brought forth the League of Nations, World War II brought forth the United Nations, and World War III may be what brings a full-blown new world order. That word, new world order, and I know this video is going to get flagged because of saying it, is a word that they're now openly expressing it. The fact that they desire one world governance is not a mystery anymore.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has hailed what he's calling a new multipolar world order after welcoming world leaders to the BRICS summit. The meeting in Russia is the first since the Alliance of Emerging Market Nations took on four new members: Egypt, Iran, Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates. On the sidelines of the summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian President Narendra Modi are set to hold their first bilateral meeting in 4 years.
65% of the world's population and 75% of the known energy reserves. They launched multiple projects, a highway in Pakistan, a new seaport in Sri Lanka, a forest city in Malaysia, a hydropower plant in Uganda, a motorway in Serbia. And these are just a few of the examples. As we speak, roads, railway lines, shipping routes, ports, oil refineries, industrial parks and power plants are being built in at least 72 countries. It's a massive initiative.
One of the parts about the United Nations Pact for the Nations is the fact that they clearly want digital cooperation and AI governance. AI governance. These are things that are placed in the documents that they're making available to the people. But because the people are either asleep or entertained or desensitized by the 9-to-5 that we have to do to be able to keep afloat with the things that are happening, we're not paying attention that the One Road, One Belt initiative is just getting started. We're not paying attention that all of these nations is no longer the United States now. that all of these nations are ramping up to see who will run the new world, the new world order. And I understand why it's so difficult for people to comprehend the things that are happening, because here in the United States of America, I don't know if you're noticing it, but the dollar, even here in the United States of America, in the midst of inflation, it's getting harder and harder and harder. Here in Florida, insurance companies are leaving and leaving and leaving. Premiums are going up and up and up. Taxes going up and up and up.
We've lived in our house for 8 years, and both our homeowners and our flood premiums have tripled in the time that we've lived there.
Florida residents pay the highest premiums in the country, on average nearly $11,000 annually for homeowners insurance. Flood insurance is separate, and it's not going to pay for everything. Dr. Martin says she is covered for $25,000, but facing $75,000 in damage. And that's all before Milton hits.
Her neighborhood is facing a complicated thicket of claims. Helene was a water event. Milton is going to be a wind and a water event. Different insurance covers different things. How are they going to determine what was damaged by which storm?
If you've lived in Florida, well, you know that the cost of living here has skyrocketed, especially with insurance and property costs.
Anything that was left of a middle class is hanging on by a mere little thread. And what's going to end up happening at one point in time or another, people, because of the iniquities of this world, the love of many will continue to wax cold. And as that happens, people turn on each other. As that happens, ministries sell out. As that happens, compromises begin to occur. And I don't know, but when you look all around you, all I see now is people that are easily offended. The Word of God warned us about that. I don't know about you, but when I look all around us, I see that many of us, and it's happened to me too in my walk, that sometimes we forget that we're not from this world. I don't know about you, but all of these things that are happening all around us should get us motivated, should get us amped up. You know why? Because God has called us for a time as this to be alive. We're in a time that the people need to hear the gospel. We're in a time that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We're in a time that fearful sights, like Luke 21:11 says, can appear in the heavens at any point in time. And the people, because they're so fearful, as the spirit of fear has dominated this nation and this world, they're going to be in a position that they're going to need people to preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ. So isn't God good that he's allowing us to have all of these little trial runs to get ready? And I don't want you to miss out on these lessons that are happening all around us. This is why we talk about this topic, so that you can stay ready, so that you can be mentally prepared to preach that good news, so that you can be mentally prepared when everything destabilizes to be able to be a light in your neighborhood, in your family, in your community, in your workplace. Because just as in the Tower of Babel, the BRICS nations, the United Nations, the United States of America, all of these nations that have their own agenda. I've read Revelation 18. I've read the instructions from God. I've read where God has told us to come out from among her, my people. I've read the finale of this story. Jesus has won. And he is so gracious that he's giving you the script in the scriptures to tell you what will happen. Will we be obedient and endure and stand firm in his word, in his commandments, in his instructions? Or will we be part of the statistics of the many people who had history, of the many nations that saw previous generations of nations fall and fall and fall because of their disobedience to God? Or will we join those many statistics of nations and people who've disobeyed God, who've disobeyed his instructions? And as the end result, they're finding themselves lost, destroyed, and crumbled. Come out from among her, my people. Let's come out from among her, my people. Let us endure unto the end. Let us rejoice in awe and wonder for the goodness of the Heavenly Father, for the awesomeness that he is, that he allows us to experience these little glimpses of things that are happening, not so that we can fear, but so that we can prepare, mentally taking thoughts captive, to be ready for that day when it all kicks off for the glory of Jesus, by the power of Jesus, only because of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness, for your awe, for your wonder, for your warnings, for you being so awesome and convicting our hearts to live for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being merciful. Thank you for continuing to plead with us to repent, to call people to repent. Thank you because you desire that all men come to repentance. Thank you for convicting people all over the world, for sending missionaries, for sending teachers, for sending evangelists. Thank you for your awesomeness because you love your people. This is why you warn your people to get ready to endure, not out of fear. No, no, you live. You've already won. This battle is yours, and praise the Lord for it. Because without you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, God is good and God loves you very, very, very much. I know that life can be hard, okay? I know that things can get difficult. Wherever you're at right now in your walk, trust that Jesus is able, okay? If you're struggling with intrusive thoughts, we have a booklet called Caught Thought and an audiobook as well that's going to play on the end of this video. If you're struggling with intrusive thoughts, check that audiobook out in the name of Jesus, okay? If you need one-on-one talks and prayer, brothernaptali@gmail.com or visit our website, we're there for you too. Just know that through it all, God is able. He's still in control. Remember that. God is still in control and He loves us. Would you mind taking 30 seconds to press the thumbs up, leave a comment on the video, and share this video? Your support goes a very long way in doing so, and we appreciate that. Thanks for those that are considering partnering with this ministry. Your support is appreciated, and God bless you, okay? See you in a couple of days. The audiobook is on the screen right now. Intrusive thoughts, depression, anxiety, it's free. Take a listen to it. God bless you and your whole family. See you in a couple of days.